So this is called beef stew. The onions, the mushrooms, the wine, parsley, carrots, wooden spoon in hand, turning and turned in a home mill by Amish or Mennonite men with suspenders from Smicksburg or Dayton, their children in buggies wearing child-sized straw hats, mothers and babies also turned out in capes and light blue bonnets, families talking to each other. I have on my Martini and Rossi apron with faded vermouth label and frayed string hanging around my neck, old friend, also blue, and soon to be cut up or tossed. No tragedy here, no blaze, no someone dropping someone out of a window, just memories of Jack, of Nick, of Sandra, of Peter, my son, sitting at table eating bread, his father laughing, chanting, "Don't fill up," and speaking the usual Mel Brooks ease, the old Morse code of city humor, that classic 2,000-year-old man unknown 400 miles from New York City making us laugh 30 years before the downing of the glass and concrete twins in Manhattan. Who could know what is to come? What other beasts slouch towards Bethlehem? Even with all this kind food before us and a redbud tree coaxed into brilliance out front. Nowhere in sight is someone waving a flag for a tree dance in spite of the death of that mock orange the year before and a pink dogwood the year before that. Oh, Bangladesh. Yes, I am listening while cooking. And though no one wants to hear about the shirt or pajama factory on NPR or TV, more than the spoon in my hand burns. I will serve this food, wishing we had more than carrots and more than prayers for rescue, more than a small, lame, bubbling in the world. And this stew, if you were here, I would give to you, knowing it's hardly enough. Thank you. And the next piece is from a collaboration that was performed 8 times around the state, and its theme was Wales, as in Whales. And I mentioned that, although you may not think about Wales when you hear it. And this is my final poem. Small, risky poem to celebrate compassion and wordlessness as the divine, as the divine. Be silent, as you enter silence. In your body is your house. Ceiling, frame, window, shelf, floor, wall, door. There is a place for stomach and brain. There are people who do not sully love by saying love. Think about this opening and honoring, walking in silence. I am reminded. Thank you.